the church, say,
praise the Lord. This is Pastor Coble of the New Hope Apostolic Church. We're located in City of Bridgeport at 240 Fairfield Avenue, and we'd love to have you to visit with us at any time. You can call us at area code 203-260-8940, or you can call us at area code 203-870-5551. Thank you. So, let us go into prayer, and then we'll get into the message for today. Most precious and gracious Father, thank you, Lord Jesus, for your loving kindness and tender mercy bringing salvation to mankind. Thank you for your suffering and your pain and agony, all that you went through, that you could pay the ransom, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We are so blessed. Our mankind is so blessed. Thank you for just another day to be able to walk and talk and see and hear and to be in the right mind. We're blessed abundantly and above that we will ever be able to deserve. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, have your way today. Let your word go forth and find somebody's heart, somebody's soul, somebody's spirit. Lord Jesus, thank you to help them to get rooted, grounded, anchored, and established, or to be restored. As you remember, the sick and afflicted everywhere, going to the hospitals, nursing homes, go on the street, Lord, where people are sick, Lord, go into a place where people are starving, don't have water, don't have food, Lord Jesus, those in Syria, and those that are in refugee camps. So, Jesus, thank you. They'll be able to find a safe haven. Remember, Lord, our young people, they have a mind to be saved and a mind to walk with thee, Lord. Just guide and direct through this trouble and world, an evil world, and an evil day that we're living in today, that you'd help people, Lord. Help people to hunger and to thirst for righteousness, for truth, Lord, to seek, to knock, to ask, Lord, that they may find. Just have your way today, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Direct your word today, Lord, into somebody's heart, into somebody's soul, into somebody's spirit, Lord. And they will be strengthened, Lord. You just have your way today, Lord. And bless our men and servants as you see fit, Lord. Use me as a voice. Let the divine and most perfect will be done. In your name, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord again to you today. We're going to start out for our first scripture, be found in Psalms 57, 6 and 7. That's Psalm 57, 6 and 7. And it's dealing with David. David was always on the run when God first anointed him to be king, to take over from Saul, that God was rejecting Saul, and David was going to take his place, and an evil spirit came upon Saul, and he was always out to get David with his armies, running David from one place to the other place, David hiding in caves and all of that, trying to just stay alive. And so David wrote, and he was saying here in Psalms 57 and 6 and 7, he said, they have prepared a net for my steps. My heart is bowed down. They have digged a pit before me, into the midst whereof they are fallen themselves. He said, my heart is fixed. O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. We're living in a day that your heart is going to have to be fixed and your mind made up. David said, no matter what I'm going through, I'm running for my life, but my heart is fixed and I will sing and give you praise. That's how you're going to have to do it today. You're just going to have a made up mind that I'm going to praise and I'm going to sing and give God glory and honor no matter what I'm going through, because you are going to go through something. Man is born of a woman, is up a few days and full of trouble. And we are all born of a woman. And so we are here for a few days, but there's going to be a lot of trouble. But you must have your mind made up that you're going to live for God and you're going to die for God. Now, even Daniel, when Daniel as a young man was taken down into captivity away from his place where he was familiar with, away from his religion, away from family and friends, and the king was going to try to have Daniel and some of the other young men there to fit into the kingdom and to be used by him. So he was going to groom them in the language, in the culture, even change their names. And they had even given them a certain kind of food that was demanded by the king for them to eat, thinking that they would be nice and healthy and all of that. But God had already given his people a diet. He had already given them what he wanted them to eat. And so Daniel had to be strong and to have his mind made up and his heart to be fixed that I will not defile myself with the king's meat. So in verse 8 of Daniel 1, it says, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Daniel purposed in his heart. If you're going to live for God today in a time when the world is hostile toward the church and is hostile toward the saints, the Christians, you're going to have the purpose in your heart that I am going to live for God. I'm going to walk with Jesus. It must be in your heart. You must purpose it. You must have a made up mind, and your heart must be fixed. Daniel's heart was, he purposed in his heart, and David said, and my heart is fixed. You're going to have to be firm in the position that you hold, that you will live holy, that you will not contaminate yourself with the things of the world, that you will not love the world and the things of the world, because the world has a different mindset. The world's systems and the way the world thinks is different from God's word. We have to focus and have a made up mind that we're going to walk in God's word, that we will not compromise. We will not let down the standard of God's word. You will not let down the standard of holiness. God said, be ye holy, for I am holy. He said it in the Old Testament, and he said it through Peter in the New Testament. Be ye holy, for I am holy. Be separate, set apart for the use, a vessel to God's honor and a vessel to God's glory. And so that's what God is looking for. That's what God is expecting from us, to be set aside to his glory, honor, to live a holy life, to be a light, to be the salt. You can't do that without having a made up mind and purpose in your heart that you will not defy yourself with the world. You will not bow to the things of this world, as the Hebrew boys would not bow to the image. We must not bow in an evil time when there's pressure coming from government, there's pressure coming from other people in the church. People in the church today are compromising. They're letting down the standard of holiness. They're compromising to the point to where that anything goes today. Anything is okay. But if God said no, it's no. If God says it's wrong, it's wrong. And if God says it's something that is an abomination, then it is an abomination. God did not change something that was an abomination in the Old Testament time that today is okay. If it was an abomination then, it's an abomination now. And so we can't afford. We cannot afford to take down. You cannot afford to take down. You cannot afford to get caught up in the things of this world and loving this world more than you love God. You cannot afford to get caught up in the pleasures of this world as opposed to loving God. Your mind must be made up. You must be firm. You must hold your position and don't let go. Because what will it profit you if you gain the whole world and lose your soul? What have you gained? You have not gained a thing, but you have lost everything. Because your soul is the only thing that will last for eternity. All these worldly things, they will decay. They will go back to the dust from which they came. They will rot. They will rust. They will wear out. They will spoil. They're going back. So the only thing that you have and can own is your soul. That's the only thing that will matter in the end. It's the only thing that will matter when Jesus comes back. Is your soul right? It's the only thing that will matter when you die. Is your soul right? There was a rich man in the Bible, and he gathered all of his goods together, and he had so much that he didn't have enough to store, enough room to store his goods. He said, I'll tear down my barns and I'll build bigger barns. He wasn't concerned about giving to the poor or starting a welfare program or a soup kitchen. He was only concerned about himself and said, so take thine ease. You have much laid up for many years. But the Lord said to him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. He was going to die that very night, making plans to store up all of his goods and relax, take it easy, and just chill. But he did not have another day. We don't know if we have another day or another second. We don't know. We need to live every second as if it was our last one. The man didn't have another day and did not know it. So we can't afford to get caught up in laying up things and our treasures on this earth. But make sure your treasures is in heaven. He died and was not able to enjoy all of the luxuries and all of the things that he was planning to store up. He did not have another day. And we don't know if we have one. So we need to have a made up mind, and our heart has to be fixed on Jesus. You cannot afford to compromise. You cannot afford to get caught up hanging around in the wrong company. In the book of 1 Corinthians, we'll take a look at that, and 15 and 33. Paul's writing to the Corinthian church. He's writing to saints. He said, be not deceived. Evil communication corrupt good manners. Now, God had saved us, and the Holy Ghost is giving us good manners, how to conduct ourselves, that we're not out there using bad language and doing those things that are contrary to God. So when God saves you, the Holy Ghost will help you to have good manners, that your life has changed, and the things you used to do, places where you used to go, the things you used to say, you don't anymore, because God is grooming us. But you don't have to listen to God. You don't have to allow God to groom you and to get you on the right path of holiness. You can go back to your old company. You can go back to your cursing, your swearing, your lying, your cheating, your fornication, and drinking. You can go back to all of that stuff. Or you can let God groom you. But if you go back to that, the Bible says that evil communication, if you go back to that evil communication, you'll fall right back into the same rut, right back into the path of hell. So it's up to you. Don't think that people will not influence you. Many people have gotten out of prison and have gone back to their old stomping grounds around those people that were bad influence, and winded back up in prison again because of the evil communication. It's the same thing about the church. If the church goes back to where they came from, then you're going to find yourself back doing the same thing that you were doing before. Now, the difference in hanging out with people and visiting people so that you might be a light and the salt. Jesus visited people. Jesus visited Samaria, for nobody wanted to go. But it wasn't hanging out there in a sense that this is where I'm going to live. And so we have to be very careful. We need to be the light and we need to be the salt. But we don't need to hang out. That should not be your company. Jesus was hanging out with his disciples. Now he went and reached out to others, but his company was his disciples. So you must be careful with the company that you keep. Even with the disciples or the apostles, after they were beaten and mistreated, they went back to their company. So you must be careful with the company you keep. Your heart's going to have to be like concrete. When concrete is first poured, it's soft. But once it sets up and it's hard, you can walk on it. Water cannot penetrate it. So it's fixed. And that's how you're going to have to, if you're going to walk with God, if you're going to go to heaven, your heart's going to have to be fixed, that the world and all the evil influences will not penetrate it. But you can be in the midst, but not of. You're going to be in this world until you die, until Jesus comes and rapture the church out of this world. So there's no way of getting out of being among this world, in this world, unless you die or Jesus come. But we don't have to let the world influence us or affect us. You must purpose in your heart that you will not defile yourself again. God has brought you out. I'm not saying that you will never fail, because the Bible said all have sinned and come short. Now we have sinned, and God brought us out of sin, but we still come short sometime. You'll never be able to live this life perfect. The only perfect person was Jesus Christ himself. But we will come short sometime. And that's not being a hypocrite. That's just being a realist. We will come short sometime. The Bible says we will. Because it said all have sinned and come short. Mean present time, we will come short. You will fall. But you don't have to stay down. You get up, brush yourself off, and confess to God, and keep it moving, and keep going. You're going to have resolve. You're going to have to be firm, and you're going to have to be determined that for him I'll live, and for him I will die. Let's take a look in the book of Romans. Romans chapter 12. Let's take a look at that. And 2. Paul writes to the Romans, to the Christians, and he said, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." The battlefield is in the mind. If the devil can take control of your mind, he has taken control of everything about you. It is in the mind, because the body is responding to the mind, to the thoughts. Your actions are a thought first, unless it's an involuntary action as far as the heart beating in the lungs. But everything that we do is a thought first. So the devil wants to control the mind, because then he can control you. But you got to have a made up mind and a determination that I will not. So you must be transformed and have a renewing of your mind. The Bible said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. You must have a Christ-like mind. You must think like Jesus. You must, if you're going to operate like Jesus, you must think like Jesus. You must be determined. And so, there must be a conviction, not being convinced. You must be convicted that living for God, living holy, is the only thing that's right. And if the whole world, over 7 billion people, said that it's wrong, it's still right, because God's word is forever settled in heaven, and nobody can change it. And he won't change it for you, and he won't change it for me. We're just going to have to adhere to it. There's going to have to be a conviction, not being convinced, because people can be convinced of something 1 minute and change their mind the next minute. It was told that the saying is, a man that is convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. He was convinced, but he was not convicted. It did not become his belief. This must become what you believe, because what you believe will determine how you will live. You must live holy. It can't be something you can just be convinced one day and not convinced about it the next day. You cannot have a convenient salvation. It must be based on God's word, that that is how you're going to live. You must be determined. There must be a conviction in your heart. You must live it in such a way that you will teach it to your children. When you lay down, when they get up, before they go out, when they come in, you must live it and be a light to your family, to your children, to your relatives. You must teach it. You must live it. And if you're a preacher, you must preach it. And if you're a teacher, you must teach it. A sound word. Not a gospel, a feel-good gospel. A feel-good gospel will not save you. It must be the unadulterated word of God. It must not be watered down. It must not be tainted. It must come from the Bible. It must come from God's word itself. It's the only thing that will save people today. Too many people today want to be entertained. Entertainment won't save you. Many people going out and being entertained to the Apollo or all kinds of entertainment clubs, but they're just being entertained. They're going to hear this one and hear that. They're being entertained. But entertainment will not save you. You need a gospel. And that's what we need today. We need a word from God. We need somebody that's not afraid to tell it like it is. We need somebody that will preach this gospel and teach this gospel, that will earnestly contend for the faith and speak the truth to their own hurt, even if it caused them to be ostracized and pushed to the side. We must stand. You must be courageous in these last and evil days when the world is against you. You must stand. Remember, you must have a made up mind, and your heart must be fixed, and you must purpose in your heart that you will not defile yourself for your family, friends, loved ones, for anybody, that you will live holy for God.
This is Pastor Coble of the New Hope Apostolic Church. We're located in City Bridgeport at 240 Fairfield Avenue.
May God bless you until next time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Church.
Let the church say,
yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church
say
amen
to what his plans are.